The Family by Kay Breland, read by Penelope MacDonald. Prologue. November 1919.
Shut up making that racket, for God's sake! You're not a kid anymore!
Robert Wilde glowered at his younger brother, who was coughing tears and snot from his face, then snapped defiant eyes to a couple hovering close by. They were frowning in censure rather than sympathy, as Stephen carried on sobbing his heart out. The bigger boy stared back belligerently until the woman gripped her companion's elbow, urging him to hurry on. Yanking at his brother's arm, Robert steered him into the grimy corridor of the Duke of Edinburgh pub. From beyond the closed door of the saloon bar, they could hear their kith and kin, voices raised in revelry. It served only to increase Stephen's misery.
"They ain't bothered she's dead, are they?" he hiccuped. "Just us, ain't it, who's real upset?"
"Course they're bothered," Robert muttered. "Only it won't be till they've sobered up that they'll remember it." From his superior height, he cast a look at the top of his brother's wiry dark curls, glistening with droplets from the November night air. "Want a drink?" he asked, in an attempt to cheer Stephen up.
"I mean a proper drink, not another supper shandy."
Stephen shook his head, then let his chin drop towards his chest. He stuffed his icy fingers into his pockets to warm them.
"I'm getting one," Robert stated confidently.
The door to the saloon bar was within arm's reach, but he stayed where he was. Much as he would have liked to enter and buy himself an ale, he wasn't old enough to be served. Besides, he had no money. It would have been easy enough to cadge one off somebody, but right now he couldn't stir up the cheek to do it. Hearing his name called, he raised a lethargic hand in greeting.